We are here for NFL lines week 9. We're going by the Circa Sports Million spreads. You can either love them or you hate them. Sometimes we hate them. So we already had a Thursday night game with the Dolphins and Ravens. I did not catch the game, so I am barely catching up. I'm not really sure what happened tonight. If you guys want to talk about that briefly.
Lamar Jackson, 4 touchdowns. From the part I caught of the game on 4th and 2, Tua just mailing a pass over. I don't even know what receiver he was doing at the end of the first half, or his receiver into the end zone, and they got 0 points out of the drive. I think that pretty much summed up some of the Dolphins' night, though. So, but didn't miss much. I think the Ravens' defense, good performance against the Bears last week, and followed up by another good performance this week with some guys getting healthy, and Lamar comes back with those 4 touchdown passes. And we were talking about it, I think, on the recap show, you know, earlier in the week. Ravens, all of a sudden, they're 3-5. Bengals lose that game last week. Flacco's hurt. Steelers not looking impressive on Sunday night. And, yeah, the Ravens at 1-5. I think, Aaron, what was the odds you said Ravens at 1-5 were still, like, plus 200 to win the division or something like that?
Yeah, plus 200, yes. Like, when I saw that, I was kind of shocked. But now they are the favorite to win. And I think Amazon said they were 1% to make the playoffs at 1-5. Now coming into this game, they were 51% to win their own division. And that's just after one victory, given what everybody else did in the division.
Crazy stuff. So Lamar is back. Killer game. 28-6. All right. That's awesome. Good stuff. We'll do a quick version of the lines this week. We'll try to speed up a little more, try to cut up some of the fat, get through it quickly. Since I have to hit the road very early to get a rental car to make it down to LA. So
they got a rental car place open that early, Rome, that you got to leave?
They got a 24/7 operation at 5 o'clock, taking the tram over to SFO, picking up the car at 6 to 6:15, 6:30 at the latest.
Aaron, does Rome not know the World Series tomorrow is in Toronto?
I do know.
Okay, I do know. Sure. You said you're going down to LA. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah,
you just,
no, I'll be you down.
Where the game was at.
I have to trick or treat though. Got the daughter that comes first.
I don't know if it's going down there. I don't know if it's going down there to celebrate a possible Game 7 or to mourn in all the tears of all the LA fans if they lose on Halloween.
I'm rooting for a Game 7, but we'll see how it goes. Toronto has been pretty good last couple games, so
you sound like a little worried, but remember Aaron said this was going Game 7. Ramon,
you know, I don't give a shit what he says. This guy said Florida State was going to the national championship. I don't give a shit what he says.
Roman, I was just trying to make you feel a little better about your team right now. You seem a little down. I mean, I wasn't on the pod last night, but through the text, you know, just didn't sound like you're in a good place. You know, you're pretty feeling good yourself going into the World Series, but you know, I'm just trying to give you a little positive upbeat.
At least my team made it. I feel pretty good. Win or lose.
That's fair.
That's still, I mean, you like five in the last, whatever, 8, 9, 10 years, whatever it is.
That's fair.
It's tough. It is tough. I mean, we'll see. I feel pretty good about Game 6. Game 7, who knows? Supposedly, Snell was not supposed to like have like a much of a drawback, but we'll have to sneak in some more World Series talk next time. Oh, it'll actually be over next time we talk because it'll be like recapping the weekend. It ends
Rome
on Saturday.
Rome will either be very happy or kind of in the depressed mode that you're talking about now.
I'll be like, whatever, man. Fuck it.
Game 6 is Friday night. If there is a Game 7, as Aaron said, there would be. That would be Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, there has to be. They have no choice if they want to win. So it's do or die, man. Hope those bats wake the fuck up. But we're going to kick off NFL lines with Bears and Bengals. Bears favored by 3. Sunday morning, November 2nd. Now we're into November, man. Thanksgiving around the corner. Christmas not too far away. Jingle, jingle. Mariah Carey starting to play on the radio tunes after this Friday night. 51 over and under. Who do you guys got? Aaron, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you're giving me this game first. I mean, I thought Jason might want to touch on the Bears here and Bengals matchup.
I didn't really think about that, but Jason has always wanted to go last on these games.
Yeah, I mean, I got a feeling we're going to be on the same side on this one. But yeah, the Bengals coming in, laid an egg, disappointment on how they played in the fourth quarter, performed against a Jets team that had scored, I think, 18 points in the last two games combined, get 39. Looks like Hendricks is going to be out. And if he's out, this Bengals defense, it's atrocious. I know the Bears struggle on the road. Seems like they're getting some guys back in the secondary. They've yet to, you know, the Bengals have yet to really impress me on defense. Joe Flacco's got an AC joint sprain in the shoulder. He practices today. Who knows how long, if he's going to play. And if he does, will he be able to finish the game? I'm going to the Bears -3. Not one of my top plays for the week. Bears have been kind of shaky on the road, but the Bengals just can't stop anybody. I think Ben Johnson and these guys will have a good enough offensive game plan that they can at least score 30 themselves. And I'll take the Bears probably to win 30-25 over 51 as well.
Wow. Jason.
Yep. Aaron knew where I was going. Totally agree on this one too. Yeah. Hendrickson being out, that's the only thing probably really stopping the Bears. And the Bears need this game offensively. And I think Aaron's right as far as what Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams will have coming up in this game. A lot of questions about Caleb Williams all over the national media after last week at Baltimore, but Baltimore, I think getting back to the defense they were of old, and you know, Caleb's still developing, and Ben Johnson said in this press conference alone that Caleb's had a better game last week than the week prior, even though maybe the stats or everything didn't play out where it's at. But I expect a bounce back game. The Bengals defense, we talked about it all last year, talked about it all offseason, talked about this year, you know, probably one of the worst in the NFL. And Flacco, if he plays, doesn't play, if Browning's in, I think even better for the Bears. I think the Bears are the easy play on this one as well.
Easy play.
Easy.
Easy play. I don't know if it's going to be that easy, but this is actually a stay away for me. I just don't know how both teams are going to respond from losses or if Flacco's going to play. Browning did do well in relief last year, has not looked the same. They got their ass beat, though. But can the Bears outscore that Bengals offense? I'm going to lean Bengals on this one. I could change my mind Saturday morning, but you want to give me, or Sunday morning, but you want to give me 3 points for the Bengals on that high-powered offense? Bears can't stop anybody either, but this would be a complete stay away. Definitely take the over 51. That is a lock guaranteed if you ever saw one in the NFL this year. So I'll go opposite direction on that one. 49ers, Giants. 49ers favored by 2.5 on the road in New York, which is pretty interesting considering all the injuries that the Giants have suffered. 48.5 over under. Jason.
Yeah, you mentioned injuries for the Giants, but injuries for the 49ers. And I think those injuries really showed last week against Houston, especially in the first half. But there was some life in the 49ers in the second half. I think potentially are we getting Brock Purdy, Aaron? Feels like maybe Purdy's playing this game.
Is Purdy going to play?
I think he's coming back, yeah.
Okay, I know he's practicing, but he's been practicing limited for a while. Let me take a look here, what the latest is.
But regardless of that, I just think from the Giants, the Scadaboo injury, what they need out of this team, I think it was a little bit of a crushing. The Niners, as much as people don't like Shanahan and Rome's neck of the woods up there in San Francisco, you know, the team, you know, they generally bounce back and they make the most out of who they have. It goes against that my kind of travel philosophy of a team going west to east at this point. But I think the Niners just overall are a better team, and they find ways to put the guys in the right position. I would take -2.5 on the 49ers.
Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, injuries is a big question mark for both these teams, right? I mean, the Giants lost Scadaboo, so 49ers, maybe Brock comes back. I saw that he was limited Wednesday, didn't see the report today. But I'm going to go the opposite direction. I'm going to go with the Giants. Jackson Dart has not lost a home game. The Giants have played pretty well there. They could easily be 4-1 in all the starts. Kind of got overwhelmed by Philadelphia given the injury and everything kind of sucked the juice out. This team's playing hard. I think it's a hard-fought, close game. Kind of similar to what you said on the other game, taking the Bengals. I'm going to take the home team here getting points. This game could go either way, so I'll take the 2.5. If you can buy, I would buy the half point to get to 3 if you're going to be on the Giants. But yes, I'm going Giants here +2.5.
Pretty interesting. There's even some lines that are 3.5 here on the Bears and Bengals. All of them are like 2.5. So pretty crazy stuff. This is very interesting. 49ers laid out an egg last time. I know we've been kind of digging on the Giants this year. They've just lost a lot of talent. Now they're going to be down to like their third and fourth string running back among any other positions. 49ers are getting healthy as we speak, getting some pieces for like the next couple of weeks. So it's going to be really fun to see how good this team can actually be. I'll take the 2.5, but I would not be surprised if Giants cover on this one. This is going to be a tough matchup. But 49ers typically don't lay two eggs on the road back-to-back. So I'm going to go with coaching on this one. Next one, Falcons, Patriots. Patriots favored by 5.5, over under 45. Jason.
Yeah, we talked about the Falcons, and I don't know what to think of this team week to week. And that's been pretty much the MO with them overall. Like, which team are we going to get? Is Kirk Cousins playing again? I mean, this is a team that beats the Bills, but lose to the Panthers 30-0. They lose to the Dolphins 34-10 last week. The Patriots in 5 of their 6 wins have beaten their opponents by 6 or more points. Their only loss was versus the Bills in a 3-point win. So if you're telling me 5.5, like, the Patriots blow people out, and they got a lot of different weapons with Drake May, and I have zero confidence in this Falcons defense right now. And the offense, apparently they don't want to give the ball to Bijan. I'll take the Patriots minus.
Aaron.
Agree. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get from Atlanta. I think Kirk Cousins is likely going to play quarterback. Penix has been limited again all week. Patriots are very, very difficult to run on. The strength of that defense is the interior. They got a good secondary as well. Kirk Cousins looked washed up. I think if he plays again, he's going to look bad. Drake May, the run game. We talked about Josh McDaniels and the offense that he's got going there. I like the Patriots to win by at least a touchdown, if not more here. I'm going to continue to ride the Patriots. They're cashing tickets. I think they cash again here at home. This spread, I think, will likely go up to 6.5, but 7 points by kickoff. So give me the Patriots minus 5.5.
Interesting. You know, that's a decision here, but Pats have been on like a pretty good winning streak here. This kind of feels like a trap to me. If they get Penix back and maybe another player or two, this might be something that we're, this just might be one of those NFL games, right?
Falcons, well, Atlanta, like Jason said in his intro, Atlanta could pull the whole 180 on us and show up and win by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, so
I got to go with what I've seen on the film and what we've all seen. And the Patriots have been really good these last 4 weeks. And Atlanta's outside of the Buffalo game, they've been poor.
100%. Colts, Steelers. Colts here by 3 points in Pittsburgh, 50.5 over under. Aaron.
You know, I think Jason, he threw out the easy victory for the Bears. Give me the easy victory for the Colts. I'm not falling for the trap here. I think the Colts win by 10 points. I think Shane Steichen and those guys, Taylor, they run it up on Pittsburgh. That defense looks old, uninspired. Rodgers can have a bad game. Colts minus 3. I love it.
Jason.
100% agree with Aaron. You look at the 7 wins for the Colts throughout this year. They only have 1 win that was less than 6 points. They're going to put it on them. They're going to score a ton of points. The Steelers, as much as we were riding them for the first couple weeks, their best win was against the Patriots, and the Patriots turned the ball over, 5 times in that game. They beat a Vikings team that was in kind of a shambles in Ireland. The Jets win at the beginning of the season. Not sure what that was, but the last 2 weeks against the Bengals and Packers, this defense isn't there. And so you're giving me an old Steelers defense is giving up a lot of points against is it the most dynamic offense in football right now for Indianapolis? Because it feels like they score 40 points a game at this point. So I agree with Aaron. This is an easy win for the Colts.
Easy win. Jeez, just tossing these out like
it's Halloween, bro. It's Halloween.
Like trick or treat candy. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm going opposite. I'm going Steelers back to back losing games at home. I don't think so. It's going to be it's getting chillier there in Pittsburgh. Colts are an indoor team. Steelers are going to respond pretty well here. I'll take the 3 points, but they win outright here. They're going to respond nicely. Colts are due for one, and this is where they lay an egg. The defense is going to show up on this one as well. Panthers, Packers, big line here. Pack favored by 13.5, which is wild. Over under 44.5. Not sure what to think about the over-under, Jason.
Yeah, big line here. We've gone, I think, both ways in some of these big lines games. That Bills-Saints game kind of lives in my head. We had tons of big lines last week, and I think a bunch of those, you know, did not cover correctly. I think if we took some of those, maybe one or two of them did. But I still think there's some goodness to this Panthers team. Is Bryce Young playing?
Yeah, Bryce Young's going to play, yeah.
Yeah, I was expecting more from Andy Dalton last week. I thought you were going to get the veteran performance that takes care of the ball, keeps the game close. I still think there's something dynamic with the run game with Rico Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard, and if they have Bryce Young in the lineup, and what they've got for skill guys on the outside too as well. 13.5 is just way too many points. The Packers are a great team. They're going to win this game, but I don't trust them to blow them out like that. So I'll take +13 on the Panthers, or +13.5, whatever it is.
Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, Packers coming off that big emotional win Sunday night against, you know, Pittsburgh with Rip Rodgers there. Panthers got embarrassed, but Bryce Young is back this week. I like the Panthers +13.5. Packers have only won one game by more than that. That was the opener against the Lions. They run by 14. Outside of that, they haven't won a game by 10 or more points.
Yeah.
Outside of beating Pittsburgh last week, everything's been less than that. Panthers were winning three in a row. They were due for a slip off. Buffalo was coming off a bye. So I like Carolina here getting 13.5. I do agree. Packers win between 8 to 10 points. Panthers cover 13.5.
Yeah. 13.5 is a lot. I expect the rebound from the Panthers. They've been responding nicely to the losses and not ready to put them away just yet. 13.5 is a lot. So Panthers as well. Vikings, Lions. Lions favored by 8.5, over under 48. Jason.
Yeah, I don't know. Rome, if I would say the stay away game where things are at, the 8.5 is just kind of a weird line. I just don't like this Vikings team. Haven't liked them since the start of the year. I know it's, for me as a Bears fan, it's a little bit of a division rival here thing talking, but I don't know. Still solidified at the quarterback position. Like, is JJ McCarthy back this week, Aaron?
He is. Yeah, he has no choice.
I mean, I don't know who's their third guy because Wentz is out for the year.
Yeah, Wentz is getting surgery. That's it.
Yeah, I just don't like what they have offensively. They got some good pieces defensively, but you look at the Chargers last week. Aaron saw it live at SoFi last week. They had everyone going up and down the field there for the Chargers. You had a rookie tight end for the Chargers, you know, putting big numbers. Now you got a Sam Laporta game here, potentially. I know we haven't seen a ton from David Montgomery, but Gibbs has been hitting his stride in some of these games. I'd stay away from it, but if you're going to make me choose a side here, I'll take the Lions covering the 8.5.
Aaron.
Yeah, Vikings got a lot of holes right now. I mean, JJ McCarthy steps back in at quarterback. You know, we've got 8 quarters of film on them, and it's not looked good. This is a divisional game. Lions off a bye. They're licking their chops. I like the Lions big here. I think they're just going to blow them out again. Minnesota's not looked good. They've got weapons on offense, but can JJ deliver? Hutchinson's going to look to tear up his old teammate. I think he gets 2 or 3 sacks of a strip sack fumble. I like Detroit big. Dan Campbell wants to stick it to them while they're down. So give me the Lions.
Yeah, I like the Lions. If you look at all their wins, they win at least by 8, if not more. So that's where like the concern is for the hook. But McCarthy, I do think he's going to come back and have a decent game, at least show some promise in a losing effort. But Lions are going to show up and show out on this one. They've been on a roll, or more or less, you know, take away the Chiefs game, but they've been on a roll, so they'll continue that path. Lions as well. Last morning game, Broncos, Texans.
There's two more morning games.
There's two more? Okay, two more. Oh, shit. Broncos, Texans. Texans favored by 1.5. Jason, there's no gap in this thing today. Interesting.
Well, because it's not in London. Remember, we talked about the formatting at that. There's the extra line there. Yeah.
It'll be up next week when they're in Madrid or wherever the hell they're going.
Right.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron's guy, Sean Payton, I think the offense definitely last week against a not great Dallas defense, finding something, some different weapons. The question in this game, I think Sertan is going to be out defensively for the Broncos. So that hurts a little bit. But ultimately, when I'm looking at this Texans team, I know they won last week, but it was against a hurt 49ers team. I'm still not certain whether they got things figured out offensively. And I think if Bo Nix putting things together, there's a lot to be said for what this offense can be. It's only 1.5 in Houston, and your Broncos are getting that point. Give me the Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone back and forth on this game. I mean, Jason mentioned Sertan is out. Broncos, the last 5 quarters offensively looked really good. Texans, I really like their defense, especially at home. They got some stuff going in the run game last week. Woody Marks, the rookie out of USC, run game was good. He's a good pass catcher as well. But again, the Broncos, I mean, their defense can overwhelm this offensive line. We saw that against Seattle on a Monday night just 2 weeks ago. I think the wrong team's favorite here. You're giving me Broncos and Sean Payton with points. Too good to pass up. I'll take the Broncos plus 1.5 here.
This is crazy. I think we tossed the Texans out, put them out for dead, right? You know, after like week 3 or 4, but they're
on life support. They're still on life support.
Yeah, I don't think they're officially dead.
Yeah, this is a stay away. But for some reason, though, I just feel like this might be a road match that just catches the Broncos by surprise. I'm going to go with the Texans on this. 1.5. Why not? But would not be surprised either way.
I will say this, Rome. I love that total over 40.
I do. Yeah, that's a solid one. What are you thinking? 23-21, something like that?
Yeah, 23-20, 24-20, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Late field goal, somebody gets it. I think both teams can get to 20 points here.
Yeah, me too. So last game, Chargers, Titans. Chargers favored by 8.5. Over-under is 43.5. Jason.
Again, another weird spread at 8.5. But yeah. I just don't have any confidence in this Titans team to score points. And I think that's the biggest thing right now. Last game, you know, what they score, like 10 points, 14 points, 13 points, 10 points. Like, you're talking this team only getting, you know, 10, 14 points in a game. The Chargers are going to give you, you know, probably 24 to 30 points in a lot of these games. They're finding different weapons offensively with, you know, like I mentioned, they had a rookie tight end. You know, my guy, you know, my one guy, Quentin Johnson, couldn't even get a target, man. They got so many weapons over here last week on the Thursday night. Ladd McConkey's finding his way. They still got something going on in a run game. And to me, it's more just like the Titans have not proven they can score points. And so I'll take the Chargers -8.5.
Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, the Chargers are traveling. I mean, the last two times they traveled, they lost to the Giants. And then they did not cover against Miami as a 4.5-point favorite. But there's probably not a worse team offensively in the league than Tennessee. And the Chargers, you know, kind of got that defense right last week after, what, giving up almost 30 points a game for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They're going against another young quarterback. Jason mentioned it. Quentin Johnson, no touches. But two of the last three games, Vidal's been over 100 yards rushing. They got Joe out back. The offensive line's getting more healthy. They got a lot of weapons. I just don't think the Titans can keep pace. And when you try to rush and kind of score points, what do? You turn the ball over. We know the Chargers are opportunistic when it comes to getting turnovers. I'm taking the Chargers here on the road -8.5. I can't back Tennessee against a team Harbaugh's got. I think the Chargers know this is a big game with the Steelers coming in the following Sunday night.
Yeah, if they don't show up for this one, then I'm gonna have a lot of question marks about the Chargers. So agree. And on to the afternoon games here with Jaguars Raiders at 105. Jags favored by 2.5. Over-under 44.5, Aaron. What's
interesting game here, because both teams are coming off a bye week. Bowers is back. I mean, the last time we saw the Jaguars, they looked terrible in London. Last time we saw the Raiders, they couldn't even score against the Chiefs. They got beat 31-0.
Yeah, they got beat.
You know, Rome, you've been on this trend taking these home dogs this week. I'm gonna ride with the Raiders here. They're getting Bowers back. I don't like it. I don't love it, but give me the Raiders plus 2.5. Again, I would buy the half point, get it at 3 if you can, or wait till it goes to 3 if you can get it there. But I feel like it's a game like the Bears where it comes down to like a late field goal. Somebody gets it or doesn't. So give me the Raiders 2.5, Pete Carroll and the guys. They got to bounce back and do something. And Jacksonville's traveling here as well, even though it's off a bye. They've kind of struggled here these last couple of games as well.
Wow. That's kind of shocking. Jason.
Yeah, I don't think you feel good anyway on this. I mean, a couple weeks ago on the Jags, you're feeling pretty confident. I don't think it's a team that I'm necessarily worried about them traveling. You know, they went West Coast to San Francisco and beat the Niners, you know, up in, you know, whatever city they play in, Santa Clara, San Jose, not San Francisco. But, you know, the Jags, I don't know what you're getting Trevor Lawrence week to week. There's trade rumors out there that they're potentially shopping Brian Thomas, which makes zero sense to me. Aaron, you didn't see that, Aaron?
They squashed that rumor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they should have.
It's got to be a fake source because I wasn't hearing that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I saw it and I was like, what is this team doing here at this point?
Like, because that's just stupid.
because that's your number one wide receiver. I know they invested in Travis Hunter, but that hasn't proved like worthy right now. And Brian Thomas proved last year, I think he was the number one guy, and they just haven't been able to get in the ball. I still think it's the offensive coordinator's fault. But our guy Liam Cohen, man, Aaron, you know, Rome put the reel out a couple weeks ago, you know, just, you know, hating on Liam Cohen, and Aaron and I supporting him. I think I trust him more off the bye right now, purely because I trust his quarterback just a little more than I trust Geno. Geno has not been great the entire year, turning the ball over. What's the performance you're waiting for?
Bowers, does Geno have more interceptions thrown than touchdowns? I haven't looked at the stats. But I'm going to say he's got to, right?
He's got to. Like, I don't even know. I mean, he had, what, three interceptions?
I think he's had four interceptions at least twice in two games. Close.
Until Geno proves something different right now, I just don't have confidence in it. I think Liam Cohen gets a good balance. They do need to find something in that passing game that just clicks a little more. They feel like the Bears offense to a degree where there's just no rhythm going on a lot of times because they're either forcing the ball to Hunter, can't find Thomas in the right place. But the running game has been confident. ETN, you know, waiting for another big breakout performance from him. Aaron, you're nodding your head. Way more interceptions than touchdowns for Geno.
Yeah, seven touchdowns, 10 interceptions on the year.
Okay. I mean, really, that's the factor for me. I think Trevor Lawrence isn't great. He's continued to be above average and not living up to his hype. But at this point, Geno will get to turn the ball over allow the Jaguars to win this game. You don't remember the hype of Trevor Lawrence, man? In college, this was
I never liked it. Yeah, I thought it was just all
Trevor Lawrence was baloney. Considered the best prospect coming out since Andrew Luck.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
And I've never been high on any quarterback coming out of Clemson, so that's my feeling on that.
You were just saying that he was the top five quarterback a couple weeks ago, Aaron.
I said he's top 15, and I would take him over Brock Purdy. Yes, I would.
I'm going to put a clip out. I love that. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So you got Jags?
I got the Jags.
I wouldn't mind losing this game and Liam Cohen getting a win, but hey, get a 1-point win and a Raiders cover. That's what I'm hoping for. Go get him, Liam.
Yeah, this is really tough, man. I was trying to look at like this is only the Jags' third game on the road, but they played really well on the road. They've been home this whole time. So having the week off, Raiders, they've been a mess. They also had some time off. This is just disgusting, man. This can go either way. Bowers, Geno, I don't know, man. You can make an argument for both sides. I'm just going to lean with the home team for now. But if I wake up Sunday morning feeling different vibes, I could definitely picture that. But would not be surprised if Jags come up really big on this one and Lawrence has a bounce back game. And then you, Aaron, and everyone else that's a big Lawrence fan comes back crawling on that guy.
I'm not a big Lawrence fan. I think I said he's a top 15 quarterback. He's in the top half quarterbacks in the league. Rome.
We have quite a lot of clips of you talking about Lawrence, and I haven't put any out though, but they're ready to go, all edited.
Well, yeah, because he played well in the games they were winning. Didn't he beat your boy Brock Purdy? Did you not see that game, Jason? Did we not watch the same game?
I saw it, and Ro, what's your big stance here? He says he's top 15. If he's the 15th best quarterback, he's exactly average.
Yes, that's exactly.
He's average out of the top 32 people in the world to play this position. He's exactly in the middle. There's nothing wrong with that.
I wouldn't even give him that. Would not even give him 15th.
Okay, we got to do a segment. It's not today. I'm going to need Rome to rank the 32 quarterbacks.
I will. Yeah.
I need Rome out here ranking quarterbacks because I want to hear this.
I will give you a true unbiased ranking, just like I do everything else.
A guy who says unbiased, 100% biased from the beginning. But okay,
yeah,
I look. All right.
Saints.
All I will say is, I guarantee you, Kayla's behind 20. I guarantee Rum's got him behind 20.
What do you have? Oh, Kayla? He's probably Jason.
I think he's in the middle. I think he's in the middle right now.
He's average. All right.
He's probably 15 to 17. I don't know.
Would you have Caleb or Lawrence?
I'd take Caleb.
Aaron?
But right now, I'll tell you right now, and that Caleb could be exactly Lawrence, where he's just an average NFL quarterback. He doesn't turn into Josh Allen or Mahomes like people think he can. He is Kyler Murray or Trevor Lawrence. He wins some games, but he's never going to be the exact reason you win every game that you're the guy.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if you gave me the choice between long-term right now, I would take Williams. But as of today, what's on film, Trevor Lawrence has been better, but he's been playing a longer career. I mean, you've got, what, 24 starts compared to a guy that's probably made, what, 60? But to me, yeah, they're pretty much, I mean, if you were, they're interchangeable. I could go week to week right now of either one at quarterback. I'd be fine with. But, you know, who knows? Like I said, Williams might take the next step. Or like Jason said, they're average. They might be between 14 and 20.
Maybe we could do it after week 12, after we're like two-thirds
okay.
in.
Yeah. Where do you got Where you got Mason Rudolph or Kenny Pickett? Who's the Steelers quarterback?
They're not even on the list, bro.
Oh, okay. All right, I just want to make sure.
They're not even on the list. Saints.
They're 1-2 for backup rankings.
Not even that, dude. Saints Rams. Rams here by 13.5. Over under 44. Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, Rams coming off a bye. They look great in London. They're getting everybody healthy. Puka Nacua's back. Saints starting the 26-year-old at rookie quarterback. You know, we usually kind of talk about these high spreads, but I like the Rams here. There's no reason to give me the Saints. Rookie quarterback, he throws a ton of interceptions. Saints, again, don't score. Defensively, don't stop anybody. That was probably one of the worst games I watched last week against the Buccaneers, in which they only managed 3 points.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, you don't want to watch it. I mean, we talk about it being bad watch in New Orleans. It was. I'm going Rams here minus 13.5. No way a rookie quarterback comes in there and has any success against that aggressive defense. It's going to be tough.
Jason.
Yeah, I agree with Aaron. I mean, I think it's an easy mismatch when it comes to what you're getting at a quarterback and the offenses. The only thing that scares me about the Rams is like there are some times when they play offense on there, they just lose it week to week. Like I don't know what happens. Like all of a sudden they, you know, if Kyron's going to fumble the ball out of nowhere or they just don't get anything going and Stafford starts looking like he's older. But then, hey, last week or 2 weeks ago versus the Jags, you know, they're going up and down the field like it's nothing with Puka Nacua. And Nacua is going to be in. He says he's ready to play the Saints. Offensively for the Saints, there's just not much overall you like. And so I think that's, again, the same way I said for, you know, the other matchup. With some big spreads, like with the Titans can score. I don't know what you're getting offensively from the Saints either, and that's where you lean on the Rams on this.
I don't know what to expect from the rookie quarterback. I actually don't have any recollection of ever watching him play, not too much. So maybe he's
six years in college. I mean, he did play the whole second half against Tampa Bay,
but I missed it. I was watching F1, so
it was much more exciting, the F1, than that game.
I'll take the Rams here, but I really don't like these big spreads, even against a shitty team. Good teams like the Rams, they play down to the competition a lot in these games, and we're like, what the hell? They should have won big, you know, bigger. Who knows? Maybe Saints even upset them, right?
Let's not talk that way, Rome.
This just feels like a really weird line. Bunch of too many variables here. I'll take the Rams reluctantly, but, you know, if they win by like 6 points, I'm kind of thinking that's where we'll probably be a six to nine point victory.
I'll say this, Rome, if the Rams do lose, there's going to be a lot of people mad at Circa. The Rams, I believe, are going to be a big, big Circa survivor play this week.
Do you got them?
More than likely will be the play. It's really either them or the Packers this week. And honestly, we'll see what the group says, but I think the group's leaning towards the Rams as a safer play at home against the Saints.
Yeah, I would do the Rams over the Packers,
So 80% of the remaining field still has the Rams eligible. So I believe there's going to be at least 1,500-plus people out of the 2,000-plus remaining. You might be right. The Rams this week.
You might be right. Chiefs Bills game of the week. Chiefs here by 2.5 on the road in Buffalo. Over under 52.5, which should easily hit. Jason.
Yeah, game of the week. This is a really bad afternoon slate of games. I mean, we're basically just making this the only game that's happening in the 1 o'clock window. There's three games in the 1 o'clock window. Yeah. And we're just like the two others are just meh, and we're doing basically the AFC championship game right now. Yeah, I mean, tough. The against the Bills on their resume right now is, I don't know, and I think Rome, you pointed this out, I don't know what their best win is. So they came back last week, beat a Panthers team that, you know, they've been okay, but not great historically. But the Bills themselves look terrible against the Falcons on that Monday night game. They lost to the Patriots. And then before that, they had four wins against what proved to be not great teams. I mean, I guess the Ravens opening week were probably pretty good, but that was kind of a crazy game. But the Chiefs the last couple weeks, man, I'm not going to say they're finding exactly the offense that was lighting up the scoreboard with Tyreek and everything back where it was. But you look at their offensive output these past couple games versus dominant versus the Commanders, blowing out the Ravens 31-0, 30 points in primetime against the Lions, a loss to the Jags on that, you know, crazy Monday night game, but hey, they were up early, the offensive scoring, and then obviously a big performance against the Ravens. So they've had a five-game stretch where this offense is humming 28 points or more. I don't know about the Bills defense. We talked about that earlier in the season. I think this is the type of game where the Bills generally are better against the Chiefs in the regular season. It's Josh Allen winning in the regular season, but losing in the playoffs. I think this is where a little fortune is reversed right now, and I'm going to take the Chiefs winning right now in Buffalo minus 2.5.
Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, you can make a case that last month the Chiefs have been the best team in the NFL. I mean, defensively, they've been well, but offensively, like Jason just mentioned, the stats, they're putting it together. They're pretty healthy. I know Pacheco's out. But, you know, Buffalo, their best win, yeah, week one against Baltimore, and they were down, what, 14 points in the fourth quarter and kind of a fluky win in which, you know, Baltimore fumbled like two times on the final three possessions to kind of give that game away. Buffalo traditionally has won in the regular season, and they seem to always win this game in the regular season at home against KC. I believe that trend gets reversed. I like Kansas City here. I just don't think Buffalo defensively is good enough, and losing Darren Oliver for the season or basically to a torn pec is going to really hurt them on the interior. Their secondary is poor. I think the Chiefs maybe run it up, and this game's not even really close. I'm going Kansas City minus 2.5.
Interesting. I'm going to go opposite way here. I'm going to go on the Bills. You talk about the Chiefs finding something. They've been beating up on beat up teams. The Commanders were beat up. Raiders were beat up. Lions were beat up that week. They did lose a close one against the Jags when they were, you know, shooting on all cylinders. They beat up a Ravens team. They've just been collecting their wins on beat up teams. Bills are missing some guys, but it was a nice little wake up game last week, a little tune up before this. I think they didn't even go all out. Allen did not throw too much. They kind of worked on some other plays, got the running, worked their tight ends, but I feel like the Bills are just going to get up for this one. They only get up for the competition. For instance, the Ravens. This is going to be a shootout. If you're going to give me 2.5 points with the Bills at home in those type of conditions, I'm going to take it. I'm going with Allen in here with the points and to win outright. Two more games to go. Sunday Night Football, Seahawks, Commanders. Seahawks favored by 3 points, 47.5. Jason.
Yeah, I was looking at this. We still got Tunsil questionable in this game. Terry McLaurin is out quarterback wise. Jaden's in though, right, Aaron?
Yes, looks like Jaden will be in. Yeah.
I mean, I don't love this game. Seahawks being favorites on the road. I really do like this Seattle team. But Washington, like, you know, this is a team everyone was hyped about. You know, this was NFC championship game. Jaden's taking this steps. Haven't looked good. Three-game losing streak right now. We're going into primetime this week against Seattle. Seattle's got to fly across the country. I don't love it, but I think the Commanders got something here. And if you're going to give me points with the Commanders, I'll take them plus 3.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, the Commanders Monday night, that first half, that defense played inspired football. Even the coach Dan Quinn was saying, we're just gonna play with our hair on fire, let it loose. And then second half was a complete opposite. They've got a ton of injuries on offense. You know, Jason mentioned, you know, Larry Tunsil might not play. That's a big, big left tackle for them. And Seattle's road warriors. They've won 10 in a row on the road. They travel. Their defense travels well. Their offense travels well. They're coming off a bye, so I'm not worried about this travel. Given where the Commanders are at and the injuries, even on defensive side of the ball, I'm going to go Seattle here. I mean, I don't love it. It probably ends up in a push. I mean, we haven't really had a push here in a while. But I like Seattle. Their kicking game's a lot better than Washington. Their special teams is better. Sam Darnold's been good. Their offense has been good. And the Commanders just too banged up. And I think they run out of smoke juice again. And I think Jaden Daniels, with, you know, coming off the hamstring injury, he was already limited with the knee. He was kind of hesitant. I think he's going to be hesitant here. And you can't be against that speedy defense. I'm going to go Seattle minus 3.
How many people are banged up on Washington right now?
Everyone's at least got some kind of injury designation. I mean, Debo's probably still got a heel. He'll play.
Yeah. You mentioned this, Aaron, that the Seattle Seahawks are road warriors. They've been dominant on the road. The Commanders have been dominant at home. They've had a lot of away games, and that's where they've picked up a lot of these victories.
Don't forget Jason's team stuck it to them there. Don't forget that. See, he already wants to
overlook your team. But it was a close one. But it was a close one. It was a close one.
It's all right. I know what he thinks. He's, you know, I know what he thinks of the Bears. It's fine. It's fine.
I've been picking the Bears almost every other week. I just didn't pick up this week. And now you're going to. You know what's really funny? Quick thing about the Bears. Everyone's talking shit on Caleb and all this stuff. You guys have dreamed about a quarterback to get these kind of stats for decades. And now you have someone getting stats like this. And now they want to shit on him. It's like, dude, just let him learn. Just give him two years. 3 years. He's going to hit 4,000 yards. He's going to get 25 plus touchdowns. You guys have been dreaming for this, and now you're going to shit on your one chance to actually have a quarterback that get to some type of level like this. Like, let the guy fuck up. Okay, he's not the quickest guy mentally on the playbook yet. It could be really complex. We don't know shit. Let him learn. Let it go on. But you guys have asked for this quarterback. Let it be.
I mean, I think if you give up what Caleb did last week against the Ravens and what you saw Tua did today, people should be praising how well Caleb played. Let's just put it that way.
Rome, you're 100% right. People have no perspective, the national media included, because, you know, the guy, you know, has some nail polish or something like that, and it's the end of the world for everyone, and whatever, you know, because he cried when USC lost or something like that. But you're telling me that. Yeah, okay. But the Bears overall, I mean, I don't know how we got in this, but, you know, you just want to bring me back into the Bears. The Bears overall have, out of 32 NFL teams, they have probably had the 30th, 31st, or 32nd worst quarterback in the NFL for my entire life. My entire life. Okay, Cutler maybe was inching into fan. Like, well, I like Cutler too, but what is he? He was maybe the, you know, 15th to 20th best quarterback, and he couldn't even throw 4,000 yards. So if you're telling me, as much as I put it before, I don't know, bro. I mean, bro, but if you're telling me I get Caleb as being like the 12th to 16th best quarterback in the league, that's way better than any Bears quarterback ever. And yes, he's going to be the first one to throw 4,000 yards. Yeah, there is zero perspective to anyone who watches these teams.
Yeah,
I don't know why we're on this, Rome. You're just getting me fired up to the ridiculous.
Well, you said I was jumping off the Bears. I did forget. Like, I looked at the scoreboard, but I didn't realize that the Bears won that. But either way, the Commanders have played well at home. They're fighting for their new stadium. I just feel like their coaching staff is just way too good. Seattle's due for a on-the-road little snafu. This is tough, though. I can see it either way. Maybe the Seahawks just come in and whip their ass and be like, you know what? They are real contenders, and they even climb up higher on my power rankings. I'm totally prepared to admit that one. This is a pick 'em. This is a stay away, but this is going to be a really fun game to watch. Sunday night, that's awesome. So we have Chiefs-Bills followed by another great game. Screw all the other games. Afternoon and nighttime, it's where it's at this Sunday, right after Halloween on the Day of the Dead.
I mean, to be honest, if you're looking at the schedule, even the morning games, there's not much good.
No.
I mean, the best morning game might be Broncos-Texans.
It's going to be good. I think it's going to be good.
I mean, unless your Steelers show up like you think they are, Rome, but I think they might already have a 40 burger dropped on them by the third quarter, the way Colts have been rolling.
It's possible. Yeah, actually, like the games, I'm going to watch Bears-Bengals for sure. I'm going to see how the 49ers-Giants are going. Depends on how the injuries are depleting both teams. It might be an ugly game, though. I'm leaning under on that game, 48.5. Colts-Steelers should be either good, or I'm just not going to be talking to anybody Sunday night. Yeah. That's it.
I do like your call under 48.5 in that 49ers Giants.
That's a lock.
I like that.
That's a lock.
I like that.
Yeah. All right. Final game Monday night. We have Cardinals Cowboys. Sorry, I just blanked out. I was thinking about the World Series right now. Cardinals Cowboys -2.5. Cowboys. I'm just trying to anticipate like how pissed off I'm going to be on Sunday, and you know how it can either cheer up my spirits or I'm going to be cussing.
Rome, your spirits might be over tomorrow. You might not even have to wait until Sunday night or Saturday night, Sunday morning.
I've dealt with a lot of heartbreak. I think I'll be okay, you know, but I'll be disappointed. But, you know, at least it's a valid legal team this time and not a cheating team. So that's a lot easier to sleep with. And instead of that Springer Astros cheating scandal, whatever you want to call it. So.
You're going to lose to the Springer Blue Jays instead?
Or the Springer-less.
Dude, Blue Vladdy Jays. Is playing lights out, man. He's having an epic postseason. Like, there's nothing to hate on him. And their rookie pitcher, I can't pronounce his name, is Scoliosis. There you go.
He was a savage.
Dude, really phenomenal job. He did a great job. So, Cardinals-Cowboys, 2.5. Cowboys. Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of where we go back to the Cowboys. Last week they were off. This week they'll be on. I like the Cowboys here at home. your guy, Kyler Murray, likely back in the lineup, but Arizona, they've been a mess. I don't know if the coach there has lost the locker room or the ownership's kind of stripped them of all power.
It was a suspension. So, not a good move.
I Cowboys too much for them offensively. I think their defense will rebound. That's kind of what they do. They suck one week, play well the next week against a poor offensive team. I like the Cowboys here, -2.5. They'll win this game by at least 5 to 6 points.
Jason.
Yeah, it's crazy when you look at this Cardinal season because you come out of the gates 2-0. You lose a really rough game 16-15 to the 49ers. Close versus Seattle. We've talked about how good a Seattle team was. And you mentioned the suspension. That Tennessee game, this losing that game and where their season has gone since. I mean, they kept it competitive versus Indianapolis and Green Bay, who are two both really good teams. So it's been there. But there's fortune in those, you know, there's misfortune in those small games that they lost. And you might be looking at a completely different team right now. They had the bye week, and that's probably the saving grace is can they get everything right in the bye week? But still, Murray still questionable. I think he was limited in practice. And Aaron's right about the Cowboys. They got this every other week thing going. The defense ain't great, but the offense can score. And when you look at how much Arizona is in a lot of these games, like sometimes the offense just doesn't know what it's doing in Arizona. It's just up and down. The Cowboys consistently can do things in the running game and the pass game. And, you know, Dak in every game, man, he's the high passer in the game. And I don't know if Arizona's got the firepower to keep up with it. I'll take Dallas as well.
Yeah, it'll be unanimous. Dallas is undefeated. They got that one tie, but everything else has been really good at home. Coaching staff, we already talked about all that stuff. They're overperforming and everything's going the opposite direction. They had a bad game against the Broncos, but that might be more about how good the Broncos are. Broncos are in that upper echelon. But other than that, though, Cowboys look pretty fun. I don't know if you guys remember this. Even like 2-3 weeks ago, people were talking about if they can just get one guy on defense, this is a potential Super Bowl, you know, dark horse. Like that's
is that
how
when
much
the Max Crosby talk was coming up.
Yeah. That's when he's like, oh, he's following all these guys. I'm like, you know what? It would be a good pickup if they got, you know, someone on defense and they could maybe make some noise upset some
people. But I think it would be stupid for them to spend money on a defense. Just use those draft picks and get somebody young.
Yeah. So, well, that's why they got rid of Parsons, right? It doesn't make any sense to get rid of a guy just to get someone, the guy that's going to cost just as much. So, all right with the Cowboys, but, you know, this is a stay away. I don't know what the Cardinals, they're uber competitive in every game. They have not got their ass beat really. And so, we've seen Kyler Murray and, this whole team do so much better than everyone thought they would, even on like a fourth and fifth string running back. So Cowboys as well. Cool stuff, man. I'll do it for the Lions. Week 9. Any final comments?
I don't know. This doesn't look like a very good week of football. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't around for Aaron's games to watch yesterday in the college ranks, but that was like the smallest list I think we've had in the 2 years of the games to watch. And now the NFL, you guys are talking about there's one game to watch in the morning games and one game to watch in the afternoon, and then
it's actually not that bad.
I don't know.
It's a bad schedule in the morning.
I mean, last week wasn't great either. I'll be honest with how big those spreads were, but this one, I don't know.
I think Bears Bengals is interesting. 49ers Giants could be boring. I don't know what you're gonna get from the Falcons. Colts Steelers could be a high scoring game.
Honestly,
Panthers Packers. Vikings, Lions, yeah.
I think the Monday night is probably the one I'm like least interested in, but all these games sound pretty interesting to me. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, Jason said it best. I mean, Raiders, Jaguars, Saints, Rams. I mean, you might as well block those out. Just block them out. Like, he's just full screen. See, F1 messed up. This is the perfect weekend to have F1 on because you got shit in NFL.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. Which way do we go in Jags Raiders?
You guys both took Jags. I took Raiders, right?
I got Raiders for myself, but I'm kind of leaning Jags now.
I took the Jags, but I'll be honest, I'm missing like half of Rome's games because he talks and I don't know which way he's going. So I'll need some verification after we get off the air here on where he's leaning.
I don't even think he knows where he's leaning. You know, he was talking yesterday after going 3-9. He just wanted to stop the contest as it was. He was thinking about just pulling the plug on it.
We're just done.
Yeah, he's so depressed between the Dodgers losing in a 3-9 week. You know, I will say this, Rome, your 3-9 is better than Mookie Betts can do at the plate. So be happy about that.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs to wake up, dude. He needs to wake
up. I will say I would bet Mookie Betts to get a hit in game six if you can find the prop bet on that. He will get on base in game six.
They have no choice. They have no choice. That's it. Do or die.
Well, Aaron, I don't know if you've is so inclined, you know, no F1 this weekend. But we do have, I believe, the series finale? I'm trying to check the schedule right now. But NASCAR is in Phoenix this weekend, and we're down to the final four. And that's at noon. That's at noon here on the West Coast out in Phoenix. So, you know, I don't know. If you're so inclined and that game isn't there, NASCAR is giving you the championship here.
I saw a commercial the other day. I'm like, Jason's probably like jerking off to this one right now. And they're all the same. All the NASCAR commercials. They're like, this Saturday. At the Pepsi 500. At the Speedway. In Phoenix. Arby's. Pepsi. Budweiser. The American flag. Double cheeseburger with bacon. It's a NASCAR championship.
Sounds like Rome wants to watch NASCAR. I don't know. You know,
I used to watch it a lot, dude. I'm not gonna lie. I used to watch it a lot. I was a big NASCAR fan as a kid.
I think Rome will have it on. I think he will. Whether or not it's a full screen like he's been doing with F1, I'm not sure. He goes that far, but
I did. It's really funny though. I did see an ad come up on my Instagram, so I did sign up. There is a Formula 4 F4 here in the United States. You have to be 5 years old to enter. So I did sign up my daughter on the waiting list because she says she wants to try racing. So I'm going to put her to the test. If the spot opens up, we're going to go try out the go-karts for a little bit.
You can put on some NASCAR, see if she likes that, because she obviously liked the F1.
I just, you know, I don't want to open up that door and like end up having NASCAR-loving son-in-law. You know, I'm not going to be digging that.
Wow. Well, I think that's just fire. No, well,
I think you don't want a NASCAR loving or a white son-in-law. I see how it is, Rome.
No, jeez. Just NASCAR. I just like I can't do it.
I think overall you need to diversify her racing, like Kyle Larson, who's in the final four here in the NASCAR championship. You know, he raced at Indy this year. He does sprint cars and all sorts of stuff. You know, you get out there and you race, you know, tons of different circuits. You know, that's what you gotta do.
That's true. I never knew that it existed, all that go-kart, like, competitive racing stuff.
I mean, the karts is where all these guys start. If you talk with any of the F1 drivers and you look at some of the origin story, so that's where it is. It's all in karting.
Want to pop out a son. Need to find someone to pop me out a son so I can get him started on racing. All right. Any final comments?
I don't know. I feel like you ended the show right there, but no, I think we're good.